Welcome to Afyomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brochas Daf Samech in the Hoizvah, edition, towards the beginning of the sixth parak. The Gemara is in the middle of learning. How do we know that you have to say a brocha before you eat? Says the Gemara Daf Samech on top, Rav Chizkiah, Rav Chim, Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Avoy, Mishim, Rav Shim, and Lokish. Omayt LaHashem, Hashem Ato Tovesi Baal Alecho. This is a pasuk that's brought down to Tehillim. So it says there, Omayt LaHashem, Hashem Ato. So the way we dash and Hashem Ato refers to the brocha, Baruch Ato Hashem. And then, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tovesi Baal Alecho. Meaning, Imachalto Berachto, if you ate it, did a brocha, Kivyachol Kiil Mishilcho Achalto. It's as if it's yours, it's not mine, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can eat it. And the way you read the pasuk, Toivosi, my Toivo, Baal is not in you, my Toivo, Alecho, it's yours. You can eat it. That's what Charedim explains. The Vorachir says the Gemara, Tovesi Baal Alecho, Mevale Ani Tovesi Begufcho. My Toivo will be eaten, will be enjoyed by you. Mevale Loshon Bilu, Loshon Levalois, to consume it. The Vorachir, Tovesi Baal Alecho, Yichlilu Kol HaTovois VeYavoyu Alecho. And the Ma'arav Puldo fixes the gear so Yivlilu Kol HaTovois VeYavoyu Alecho. That's the Baal Alecho. All the brachas will be mixed up and come to you. Not on you. Meaning, without you, there will be no Torah to the world. You're Mashpia Torah to the world. Suppose it says, without you, power tells Yosef, without you, nobody's going to pick up his hand. Without you, there will be no bracha in the world. Says the Gemara, Rav Chiyo, Koydish Shilulim, Melamed Shuton Brocho Lefonov Velachorov. Hilul Losh Rabim, Hilul is a brocha, has to be Hilulim, plural, brocha before, brocha after. From here you learn, you have to say a brocha before you eat. Rav Chagai, Rav Yirmiyo, Salgun, Lebei Chanvoso. The Mefarshim here have different explanations, different gersois, where do they go to? The Charedim learns, Lebei Chanvoso means to a store. What do? They used to go in the stores in town to make sure that their scales and their weights are done b'mido. Because it says, Hin Tzedek, Eifo Tzedek, it brings the Rambam, that their Am Yisrael needs to appoint people that will go to the stores and measure the scales, so it was a mitzvah that they were doing. The Ma'arav Puldo learns, the Bei Chanvoso refers to the Beis Din, and they mean they would come to do a din, which is a mitzvah as well. Reb Chaim learns, we talk about Mei Chatoso. They came to do the Hazoya of Meichatos. So talk about a mitzvah that they did. Kofetz of Chagai ubirich aleim. Rav Chagai saw him doing a mitzvah. He did a bracha before. Amar Rav Yirmiyah Yeois Avadas. He did right. Shekol mitzvah is tunas bracha. You have to say a bracha not only when you eat. You have to say a birkas of mitzvahs on a mitzvah that you're doing. Uminayin shekol mitzvahs tunas bracha. Do we know that? Rav Tarchuma of Abba Barkano b'shar Belozor. It says in the pasuk ve'ednocho es luchos ha'even ha'toyro ve'amitzvah. So it says in the pasuk, Torah mitzvah. Hikish Torah mitzvah. You're comparing Torah to mitzvah. Ma Torah tu nebrocho, al mitzvah tu nebrocho. The same way Torah needs a brocho before you start learning, so also mitzvah needs a brocho before you do the mitzvah. Abirchanon nosav zeiso. Abirchanon took a zeis, an olive, ubirch lefono v'lachor. He said the brocho before, and he said the brocho after, as muchach later, meaning he said brocho achoino, me'ein shalosh, after the olive. The Avar of Chia Barvo Mistaka Be'er. Chia Barvo was looking at him in a strange way, as if he didn't agree to what he did. Omle Abiyuchim Bavloyoy, because Rav Chia came from Bavel. Lama Mistaka Be'er, why are you looking at me this way? The Leizach Kol Shumimin Shiva, don't you agree that anything that Shiva Saminim, Ton Brocha Lefon of La'achar, if you Brocha before, like anything else, for La'achar, Brocha Me'in Shalosh, do you do in Shiva Saminim? Says the Gemara of Sanach Ubeis, Isla, of course he agreed. He says, you don't have enough ashir. You need to eat kazais to be chaya brocha achoino. Here, the size, which is the size of an olive, is when you take out the pit that you don't eat, the amount that you're eating is less than a zais. So what Abiyuchon will say to that? Why did he say brocha achoino on one olive? Abiyuchon says there is a reason. It's a berry. A berry means it's a full item. When you have an item that it's not missing any piece, it's a full item, even a very small item, even if it's less than a zayis, you still have to do a full bracha before and after. It's considered to be dover shalom. Milsa Rabbi Yochanan Amyor, Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us, Shekin afilo ocha prey do achas shel onov, or prey do achas shahim, he eat only one small piece of grape or of a pomegranate, a very small seed, shuton brocha lefanei v'lachrei, after the brocha before and after, because it's a berry. Says the Gemara, chutz ben hayayin, that's what Mishnah says, says the Gemara, yayin bezman shuhu kemoit shuhu, if you take wine the way it is, not diluted with water, so then, oimer olo boi preitz, you say a brocha boi preitz, ve'ein noitri menu la'adayim, you can use it to wash your hands. Bezman shuhu mozok, but if there's water in it, it's diluted, oimer olo boi preitz, that's the proper brocha boi preitz, now it's real wine. Ve'noitri menu la'adayim, you can use it to wash your hands, divya ablazer. The chom oimer bin chai bin mozok, doesn't matter if it's not diluted or is diluted, oimer olo boi preitz, and according to Chaim, you say ve'ein noitri menu la'adayim. Say a break of it has din of wine, and you cannot wash from it because of ibud oichlim. You're ruining food that's supposed to be eaten for food purposes, not for washing. Omar Rabba asked, "Eimu mishum ovdan oichlim? Why does Tanakama say that you can use it to wash your hands? What about ruining the food?" Meaning, he's coming to explain the reason that we're arguing Tanakama. Says the Gemara, Rav Yaakov by Zavdi b'shur avo shemen zayis on oil. Eimar la break preitz. You say a break of break preitz. In front of Rav Zeiru, Mastiso, Amar Kid. Chutz min hayayin, we said in the Mishnah, except wine. Shal yayin umar Rav Piyagofen. You say Rav Piyagofen on the wine. V'yayin lav shochoku. Isn't yayin, isn't wine grind when it's not the fruit itself? And still, lo yimar ela chutz min hayayin. Tafka wine, you have a special brocha Rav Piyagofen. Hashar kol dvorim al bishishchukim be'enurim. Other things, even though they're grind and you don't see the actual fruit, they still have a din of the fruit, and you say bread breads. Rav Abba Omar, Rav Shmuel Tavari Nami, and Rav Shmuel both say, Yerik Sholuk, when you have vegetables, it's cooked very well. Oymer Olav Shakol Niabidvor. It loses the vegetable side of it, and you say Shakol. Rav Zeb Shem Shmuel, Roshi Liftosh Shalkon. When you have these type of vegetables that cook very well, in Be'enonim, if they're ready, you see that you still have this the shape of the vegetable. Oymer Lem Priadama. Then you say bread Priadama. Shochakon, but if you grind them, oimer aleim shakol ne'abidvorer. Then you say shakol, you don't see them, so you say because shakol. And then first you explain that they're not really arguing with Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel spoke about vegetables, they eat them raw. So if you cook them too much, they lose what they are. And this because you talk about vegetables that you're supposed to cook them. So, and if they're not cooked, they're not edible. So therefore, when you cook them and they're able to, you're still able to see them, you can say because bread priadama. Meaning, but if it's grind, so it loses the original shape, it doesn't have the original bracha. Says on this, the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael Mastiso lo yamrakin, according to the Reb Chaim. Meaning, our Mishnah goes against this. Because it says, chutz min hapas, the bread, he has a special bracha. Shalapas oime amoitz lechem min oretz. For pras, lav shchuki, isn't bread grind, it doesn't have the original wheat. Still, lo yamar ela chutz min hapas. The only reason I change the bracha because it's bread and it has a special bracha mitz lechem min oretz. We have sabachal on top. Hashar kol advoim, but other things al bishishchukim be'einon hen. Meaning other things, even though they're grind, they still retain the original bracha. Even the bread would retain the original bracha, and the only reason it changes the bracha because it becomes something more chashuv. But if not, it would keep the original bracha. So when you have vegetables that you cooked, even though they're grind, you should still keep bar piadama. The Lechor argues. And we just said that when you can't see the actual vegetables, then you have Birkas Shehakol Niyabit Vorah. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Samech.